We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events, the list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Week 17 edition of the Prop Shop. I'm Britt Devine here with my man, Will Priester, Chief Justice 06, creator of the Prop Shop and the reason this show exists. Will, I've been posting on Twitter this week. A couple of lines have been adjusted. I don't know if it's me or I put some up on Scores and Odds or other people are also pretty smart. This week has some lines. You got to get these now because some of these lines make absolutely no sense to me on both sites. This to me is my looking at the boards on Underdog and on Prize Picks, really the only two sites. This is a board you want to attack very early this week.
Yeah, man. I've already put in a fair amount of lines. I'm just letting people know we're live right now, but I've put in a fair amount of lines, man. I found some big discrepancies. What I feel like are big discrepancies this week. So it should be an interesting time.
Yeah, it's not even discrepancies to me. Some of these lines are just ridiculously low. A couple I think are even high too. I'm not really an underbetter, but I got a couple of those lined up. All right, so let's jump into this. I want to start on Thursday because, Chief, I don't have anything really to say on Thursday at this point in time. We're going to wait for the tackles. We're going to wait for the field goals. But the reason is, to me right now, the Titans have nothing to play for in this game. The only thing for the Titans that matters is that they win next week against Jacksonville, and then they advance to the playoffs. That's all that matters. I'm have to wait for some speak from the coaches, from the players, on what their plan is. Is Vrabel going to run Derrick Henry 27 times against this Cowboys defense because Malik Willis is so bad he can't pass the ball? Is he going to do anything in this game? Is he going to give up and wave the white flag and let some of these guys rest for that game against Jacksonville? We'll talk about Jacksonville. Jacksonville has a little bit to play for, but the way the schedule is set up, I think Jacksonville's probably going to go full go in this game. And we'll talk about that in a second. But I'm off the board right now. I've got to see what happens with this. Are the Titans going to play their guys? Are the Cowboys still have to play everybody? They're going to win this game, but I just got to wait a little bit more.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's the sentiment we all have. This Thursday night game is probably going to be ugly. And I might just find the two tackle props that I like the most and hope they're on two different teams and play them. Or, you know, maybe I just don't play this game at all. And I'm saying that, obviously, I think I'll probably have some action on it. But this is a wait-and-see approach for me. Maybe we get something on Zeke rushing attempts or Henry rushing attempts or Pollard rushing attempts or targets for CD. Like, all the alternate props are probably the ones I'm going to be most interested in until we get the news. how Tennessee's going to handle this roster.
Yeah, we are doing this show. This is 10 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. That is going to be the time, as long as we're doing the prop show the rest of the year, that we will be doing this live. So we are getting ahead of basically all the sports books, everything out there. But we're just waiting on Thursday. I got to hear what the Titans plan on doing with that one. But yeah. Sunday, Chief. Sunday
I'm locked and loaded right now. Like, you don't even want to know how much I've got.
I have 13, 14, 15 props. Between Prize Picks and Underdog, Chief, I think I have like 75 to 100 cards made already. Because there's just, these lines to me are so far off. We're going to go across all the categories. There's some big discrepancies between Prize Picks and Underdog. There's some that are just too low on both sites. There's some that are too high on both sites, in my opinion. So with passing yards, I just have, let me pull up on my other, actually I can bring it up on this screen. You don't know, I got two screens. I've got 1, 2, 3 passing yard props that I'm interested in. I don't really have the absolute most strong takes on them, but I like all of them, obviously. Where are you looking at for passing yards this week, Cheek? This is normally one you have some pretty strong takes on.
Yeah, so I'm going to start. I've got some discrepancies between the sites. And whenever I find these, Brett, typically we're right. Like, I'll say this, I want to reference last week. Last week there was no reason for Tua to be sitting at 255.5
on Thank you for that picks. One, Chief. Thank you for that one, by the way.
And that's how I feel about this week with some of these other guys. I mean, and by the close, what was Tua at, like 270, 275? Like, he was up there. And he still went past that too. Don't get me wrong. But, like, so this week, and this is going to sound crazy, and this guy is not the best quarterback in the world, but go with me here. Baker Mayfield is at 199.5 on Underdog. And I think that's too low considering he's playing the Chargers, and they should be behind in this game. If you go to Prize Picks, he's sitting at 215 right now. So, for me, that's one of my big discrepancy plays this week. So I'm gonna really be hitting Baker on Underdog at 199.5. I think he goes over 200. He's looking competent with the Rams. So once again, I think they'll be behind in the dome. I think he's gonna have to throw the ball. I'm going over 199.5. The next discrepancy might feel fringe, but Sam Darnold's at 180.5.
Darnold is on my list for sure this week.
Yeah, 180.5. He's 190 on Prize Picks, and both are probably a tick too low. 180.5, like, I'm in on Sam Darnold, like, big time here. And go ahead and get him at 180.5 right now. And my other one, and these are my Prize Picks ones, Brock Purdy's at 208.5 against Las Vegas. And I think he's 220 on Underdog. So I'm going to take the over there. And then we got Geno at 230.5 on Prize Picks. And I think he's around 242, 247, 245 or something like that on Underdog. So I'm taking the 243 on Underdog. So those are my passing discrepancy plays this week that I'm absolutely going to be on, like, no doubt about it. Get those on Underdog, or get it on Prize Picks. Purdy and Smith on Underdog, and Baker and Sam Darnold on Underdog, and then Purdy and on Prize Picks. And then I know you're probably playing your staple play this week, Brett. So I'm gonna hand you that one. If you don't mention it, I'll mention it.
I don't have it. I don't have it this week. He let me down last week, Chief. I think I'm going away from it.
You talking about Patrick Mahomes' first half?
Yeah, he let me down last week. It's down here. What's it at? It's at 142.
I like it.
What's his full game? I'm just a little concerned.
Full game 275.
All right. So we're getting – it's adjusted. The first half is adjusted again. So they're doing that. Yeah. They know everyone's on it.
Yeah. But as crazy as this sounds, Britt, this is another prop of mine that's somewhat of a favorite this week. It's going to feel yucky, but Russell Wilson at 220.5. You know how this goes, Britt. The coach gets fired. The team gets fired up. Russell Wilson is going to come out and throw for 300 yards this week. Okay, maybe more like 40. But I still think 220.5 is too low. Even last week in an ugly game, he threw for 214. I think he goes over 220.5 this week. Last time these two teams faced, you know, he put up some numbers for sure, which was not that long ago. I mean, he put up 247. I'm going right back to the well on Russell Wilson.
All right. So Chief likes Geno, Purdy, Russell Wilson on underdog. I see the chat's pointing out that underdog, the combo on Moore and Darnold, I definitely have about.
Oh, yeah, that's another discrepancy play for me.
Yeah, I have about 15 tickets with that combo with other stuff on underdog already. So I absolutely love that. I would get that right now, people, if you're listening.
It's going to move.
That's definitely going to move. So the passing yards I was looking at, Darnold on underdog was definitely on my list. I've got an interesting one for you. Maybe not too interesting. There are two versus opponents and one's in a dome. So a couple of my plays I'm on this week are Jared Goff at 245. One, he's been going over this quite a bit. Two, he's at home, which he's been basically lights out this year. And three, he's going up against Chicago. This is a giant, a big game for him after they got sort of blown out against Carolina. Still had to get there in the yards, but I'm expecting him to have a pretty nice passing game back at home against Chicago, one of the worst defenses in the league. And the other one I'm on is Aaron Rodgers, Minnesota. Chief, I think since LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers have met up, they literally haven't lost a game in December. So this is like, what, 3-4 years? I'm expecting Aaron Rodgers. This is against Minnesota. We were playing Danny Nichols and Richie James and Isaiah Hodgins, right, against Minnesota, and they all came through. I'm definitely going to be playing Aaron Rodgers against Minnesota.
I had so much Richie James last week. Like,
Richie James. Yeah.
Hodgins. My gosh.
So yeah. If I'm playing those guys, Chief, against Minnesota, I'm definitely playing Aaron Rodgers at 230.5. This is a very nice line, in my opinion, to get him. I think this is in Minnesota. Is this in Minnesota? Let me double check here. I want to know too. It's in Green Bay, so I don't know. I don't know if that really matters. I want to know too. The weather this week looks much better than last week. There's no wind. The rain looks very minimal. It is Tuesday morning. The games are on Sunday. I'm not a weatherman, but Chief, it's looking a lot better than it did last week. So I just wanted to mention that to some of the people. Oh, yeah. So Aaron Rodgers, Goff, you got a take on either one of those? You like those calls?
Yeah, I don't hate Aaron Rodgers. I might be more on the receivers than Aaron Rodgers for what it's worth. Because obviously I've looked over the board, scoured the board. His receiving totals are fairly low, considering they're facing Minnesota, and I think we'll see that when we get there. But I'm probably more into Kirk Cousins than I am Aaron Rodgers, just because, man, this team just seems to dig a hole every week and just has to pull themselves out. And Kirk Cousins, I mean, he's been blowing past 265.5.
Jefferson's 90. Jefferson's 92.5 on Prize Picks, and he's 105 on underdog.
Okay, that's another discrepancy play. That's what I was going to say. Like,
so I've got Jefferson
in the build. Yeah.
Yeah, I played Jefferson quite a bit. If you're playing Cousins, you definitely want to pair that with Jefferson, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, I think if Jefferson. Cousins is going over, it's going to be on the back of Justin Jefferson, in my opinion.
Yeah. So I don't have to cover that discrepancy play. 92.5 on Prize Picks, 104.5 on underdog. You know what to do. Like, just
all right, let's go to rushing yards. I've got my play of the week was on underdog. I'm going to start off with this one. I still think it's playable on both sites. And this is our boy, Brian Robinson. I'm back on him, Chief, at 64.5.
I mean, he's getting the carries.
If he opened at 60.5. And this is the most ridiculous line of the week. So they ran him 22 times against the 49ers. And you don't run against the 49ers. What are they going to do against Cleveland, right? Like, Cleveland you can run all day, every day on. This makes no sense to me. The sports books will probably open in the high 60s, maybe the low 70s. I put in a bajillion tickets at 60.5. It's at 64.5 on underdog. That's still an over. He's at 65.5 on Prize Picks. That's still an over. Go ahead and play Brian Robinson. The 16.5 was definitely the play of the week. It only went up 4. He's 65.5 on Prize Picks. This is still a go, in my opinion. I'm not scared of the bump. If you need combos for anything, feel free to get in Brian Robinson. A couple other plays, Prize Picks. I saw Kyler was in chat. I know he was on this as well. What? Why on earth is Christian McCaffrey at 65.5, Chief? He had a bad game against Washington, who is tough against the run. Now he's playing the Raiders. I mean, he's going back to the 100 yards this week. It's pretty obvious. So the 65.5 on CMC is certainly too low. And if you look at him on Underdog, his combined is at 119, which like his rushing would be at what, 80 probably if he was on Underdog right now, maybe even a little higher. So to get this at 65.5 definitely looks a little bit too low. Speaking of the 49ers, Josh Jacobs is at 75.5, and this, I know like he's, you know, been crushing this except for the game against Pittsburgh, but I think, I don't know, Chief, what do you think about dangling Josh Jacobs under? The 49ers allow less than 75 yards per game on the ground.
This is like me taking unders against earlier in the season against quarterbacks against Denver, but I don't think they care as much anymore. So I just kind of got off of it, but yeah, I'll take the under all day.
Yeah, I like Jacobs under, and then the other one. So I want to go over this with the people here. So the Jaguars, it really technically only matters, if they beat the Titans next week. That's the game the Titans have to play out for. But there is like this small random chance. A lot of things have to break their way that if they lose this game against Houston, or if they win this game against Houston, I mean, that even if they lose next week, they can still make the playoffs. But the fun thing about this one, Chief, is that only one of the – there's like five things that have to go their way this week 17, but only one of those things is in the 1 o'clock window, and they play at 1 o'clock. So my – this is me, you know, galaxy braining this. The only game that matters to them at 1 o'clock is Miami. Miami has to lose, I think, this week for them – to also lose next week and a bunch of other things, right? For the Jaguars to make the playoffs. Yeah. So to me, that means with only one of like the four outcomes, they're going to full go, in my opinion. I don't think they're going to hold back at all.
No. This is a very winnable game. Like, just go win.
Yeah. This is against Houston. They give up 160 plus yards per game. Every running back that gets like all the work has basically gone over this the entire season against Houston. Yeah. And he got all the work. He had 22 carries last week. The next closest Jaguar running back had 3. This is his job right now. Yeah. It's against Houston. You're going to hear some rumblings. Oh, it doesn't really matter what Jacksonville does. There's like 5 things that have to go their way this week. But only one of those games is in the 1 o'clock window. It's the Miami-New England game. That game is in contention or close at all, which it probably will be. If the Jaguars are scoreboard watching, they're going full go at this 1 o'clock window. 73.5, too low on ETN. I wrote this up on Scores and Odds. I don't know if a lot of people have been going against this. The running back play against Houston has not been going well for us. Wait. Derrick Henry was at 105 last week.
So look, I'm glad Lindsay brought it up. I don't want us to overblow like how good this has been to us. Like it hasn't hit every week, but it was going to hit most weeks, and you know, sometimes some weird things just happen. But like Pacheco, I think Pacheco trounced them. Like most teams have done it, and I think the point, Britt, that you're making is like Travis Etienne's going to get all the carries. Like speaking of which, Travis Etienne was probably one of our most profitable props last week. We took him at 16.5. He was up 18.5 by the end, and he still went over. Like.
Yeah, the yards. I was on the yards. I was on that too. That was an easy play in that Jets game with the weather like that.
Yeah.
So those are the ones I'm on. I want to add in Tyler Algier, who looks to be the guy right now for the Atlanta Black backfield.
He does.
16.5 looks a little bit too low. I didn't have him on my sheet, but I'm going to make some combos with him maybe during the show or as soon as we get off the show. He's going to be a late addition. So definitely like him as well. Where are you at on rushing yards, Chief? I just had, 5 plays? Spoke for 2 hours? Let's see what you're looking at.
So we're going to head to Underdog. I don't know if you guys are catching the theme here. Underdog is where the big discrepancies are this week. Miles Sanders is sitting at 73.5 rushing yards. And I know they're playing New Orleans. I don't see this, man. At 73.5, I'm taking the under. I am not playing Miles Sanders over 73.5 against New Orleans. I'm going to take the under here, and I think I'm right. I don't think he gets close. I know, you know, I think Hurts may play this week. He may. I mean, he may. And if that's the case, I'm definitely taking the under. I thought that was a big discrepancy, a 10-yard discrepancy. I'm going to take the under on Prize Picks. I'll leave it alone. But here's my big one of the week. This is my play of the week right now. Nick Chubb against Washington, sitting at 83.5 Prize Picks, 81.5 on Underdog. And I kind of don't care about it. Like, I'm taking the under. And I'm saying it because we've said this every week, Britt, just like the Tennessee Titans, Washington will take the run game away. And we saw it last week with McCaffrey. He didn't get there. And most teams haven't gotten there. I love this under on Nick Chubb at 83.5. I think we see him go under big time here. And then secondarily, my last play of the week, and I don't think it's fringe. I just think it's different. As long as Deontay Foreman is going to get all these carries, that I'm taking overs. Like, they're facing Tampa Bay. Does Carolina want to go to the playoffs? It sure feels like they do.
Yeah, they got to win this game.
That's what I'm saying. I just, even at 63.5, Foreman's been bruising, man. Like, I'm going over here against Tampa Bay, who was just there really. And Detroit was supposed to be a good run defense, Britt. Now, the pass defense is a suspect. This is supposed to be a good run defense. Don't you know both of the running backs in Carolina just teed off on Detroit like no tomorrow? And now we get Tampa Bay. I'm in. Give me Foreman over 63.5.
Yeah, I like both of those calls. I put in some tickets with Chubb as you were talking about that on the under on Prize Picks. I think that is a very nice call. Anything else? I'm just scrolling through the board, making sure I'm not missing anything. What about Latavius Murray? 45.5, had the stinker last week. That was just a really awful, awful game for this Denver team. You know, got Hackett fired. I don't know if the team just quit on him on purpose. They're probably going to rile up a little bit. You like the bounce backs when the coach gets fired and the team rallies. The 45.5, I was looking at this one. I think that's probably a little bit too low as well.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Yeah, I can roll with you on that for sure. I did look at that one. And I guess what I was thinking was, if they play Kansas City and they're behind, how many carries does he get? Or do they care about actually trying to perform well in this game with the coach change. I think they do. So but I'm still in a 45.5. I agree. That's low for sure.
All right. And let's see if I got anything else. That's about everything in the rushing yard category that I had picked out. I got a receiving prop. I got my Prize Picks play of the week for sure here. I'm going to give this one out, Chief. And I wrote this up on Scores and Odds Premium last night. And it makes no sense. Why on earth is George Kittle? He's 48.5 on Underdog. If you need something, go get that too. Why is he 44.5 on Prize Picks? Like, this is against the Raiders. It's against the Raiders.
I don't know.
No, Deebo Samuel ain't playing with that high ankle sprain. He's going ballistic. He's the focal point of the passing offense. Ayuk at 48.5 too. Play that. Play CMC. They're all going over, Chief, in my opinion. All these lines are way too low on San Francisco. But Kittle in the receiving yards category at 44.5 is absolutely mind-blowing. We're able to get this line.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you 100%. And I knew that was your play of the week. Obviously, you already put that in the prop shop. So I didn't have to worry about that. But we've been playing this one the past 3 weeks. Like, since Deebo went down, we've played this every week. And every week it's going to come through for us. Because Debo's not around. Like, Deebo being out does help Ayuk, Kittle, and McCaffrey. When he comes back, this is a totally different thing. But I love Kittle. So, another guy, Britt, and I got on this as soon as we saw the quarterback change, and I think people may have thought I was crazy. And I said it from the beginning. The minute Desmond Ridder became the quarterback, just start taking Drake London overs. I've been playing him every week. But no, we're not going to play him on Prize Picks. We're going to get him on Underdog at 51.5, where we're getting a pretty big discount here. Another discrepancy yet again this week on Underdog has got the big discrepancies for me this week. And so if you want the recap, it's Baker Mayfield, it's Drake London, it's Sam Darnold, it's Miles Sanders under 73.5, and DJ Moore, another big discrepancy on Underdog at 51.5. When I think he's 58.5. Yeah, 58.5 on Prize Picks. That's already a 5 pick if you want to get it in on Underdog right now. Like, that's a 5 pick. Play it with some insurance if you like. But I love Drake London. And just to back up Drake London, because I know, Britt, all season he's been awful, right? Like, he's been so bad. But here's the thing. When you look at the targets, Brett, and that's what's most important. We saw Desmond Ridder throw for over 200 yards last week, and he had to, obviously. But Drake London, Brett, since Desmond Ridder's been there against Pittsburgh, Brett, 12 targets against the New Orleans Saints, 11 targets against Baltimore last week. 9 targets. He hadn't seen that all season but one game, and that was against the Rams in week 2, Britt. If you don't think Drake London is going to go out here and get another 10 targets this week, you're crazy. The targets will be there. I think you take the over on the yards.
Chief, the only thing better than Drake London at 51.5 was me getting him at 49.5 when the line opened and getting a bunch of tickets in on that. So I got him at 49.5 yesterday. So if you want to if you are able to look into the numbers and think a little clearly and not just rely on sportsbook lines, you can – the prop sites put these out, I don't know, Monday afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern or so. Go through them, and London was a major, major source of the tickets I put in. So I like that. He's definitely playable at 51.5, too, in my opinion.
Now, I've got one more that's on discount. This is a slight – kind of because of the matchup – and this the way this team has been set up, and it's another one on Underdog, Britt. So I know I'm pretty heavy on Underdog right now this week just because of these discrepancies. But if you go to gotta find it. Yes, here we go. The New England game, Miami, New England. Jacoby Myers is at 47.5 on Underdog, and I think he's around 53.5 on Prize. I think you get them on under. I think that's still a touch too low. So there you have it, folks. Like, those are my discrepancy plays this week. I love those, and I think they're all to our benefit more on Underdog this week outside of the handful of plays we gave you on Prize Picks.
Yeah, so Prize Picks, I got Justin Jefferson, 92.5 for sure. Kittle, 44.5, my play of the week. The other one, I'm buying low. The yardage wasn't there, Chief, but the targets were there for DeAndre Hopkins at 53.5.
Yes.
I think he had 10 targets coming from Trace McSorley, and these aren't the best targets in the world. But 53.5 when you're getting 10 targets, this is just way too low for DeAndre Hopkins. You can, if you want to play McSorley at 165, you can go ahead and do this. This is against Atlanta. I'm not expecting, you know, it's not going to go to OT. Maybe it will, you know, you're not going to get a couple extra yards there. But I just like this DeAndre Hopkins, 53.5. I think he feels like a player. The team is going to be like, oh, he had what, like 2 yards or something like that last week?
Yeah.
Just an absolutely horrific performance. I would envision them attempting to get him the football a little bit more this week. And this is just a line that's screaming to me, just too low. I don't care who the quarterback is. I'm willing to take DeAndre Hopkins at 53.5. I'm going to wait for if the rest of the Giants receivers come out later in the week. We got to see what those look like. It is against Indianapolis. They are a little tougher on wide receivers than the Vikings are. But if these guys come in again in the mid to low 30s for Hodgins and Richie James, I'll certainly be on them.
Please give me Richie James at 3.5 receptions this week. Go down.
Yeah, we'll have to see what that is. You had all the plays on Underdog 2, London, DJ Moore. And then who else did you have? Jacoby Myers. Those were all on my list as well. Yeah. So I'm in complete agreement with that.
Yeah.
And other than that, that's all I was really looking at this early in the week. You could maybe convince me. I think Amari Cooper is probably a little bit too low at 56.5. If you're looking just for another receiving prop, I think he's
58. I will tell you right now, though. I'm sorry. My bad, Brett. You go ahead. Sorry about that.
Yeah, he's 58.5 on Underdog, so it's a little bit of a discrepancy. But I do think Cooper's probably a little bit too low in a game against Washington for the same reason you were playing the Chubb under. Is the same reason I'm playing the Cooper.
Exactly.
Because I would agree on that particular take you had as well. So Cooper is another guy, not on my list, but I did just remember him from the top of my head. Chief, what else you got for me this week? Anything else?
This is like long-term stuff, but I can't wait for I almost can't wait for NFL season long next year. I want to see where Amari Cooper comes at. If he doesn't come out at 1,000 yards, like, I'm going to hop on it immediately. Because he's going to have a full offseason, a full season with Deshaun Watson. I can't wait for Amari Cooper season long props for next season. And I know that. All right, so I got that out of the way. Britt, what I will say is if people don't want to play like the big flexes, because you know, and I think people know how I play by now. Typically, I'm playing 2 big powers and then a 5 flex or a 6 flex or a 4 flex. Like, I'll play those. I don't play the 3 flex. It's just not as beneficial to me. But I think for me, our plays of the week, I think yours is Kittle at 44.5, right?
You can throw in Robinson over on both sites. Even though it's been bumped from when I got it, you can play that.
Yeah. And then mine, for sure, on Prize Picks is Nick Chubb under 83.5. Like, that's one of my top plays of the week. And then most of my plays this week so far are all on Underdog. So we've got – God, this is a unique week where I feel like most of our plays are probably on Underdog. So I got Baker, Drake London. These are all the overs. Baker, Drake London, Sam Darnold, DJ Moore, Jacoby Myers. And then you still got Brian Robinson, of course, that you can take there. I do like Miles Sanders under 73.5 rushing yards. And so I think if people put those together, Britt, they can do their 2 big powers or 2 picks. And on Underdog, you can even do the 3 picks. You get 6X on those, which is I think is fantastic. So I think if you get these in right now, if you weren't able to put in any more plays this week, I think you've made some money. That's how I feel about the plays.
I pretty much don't. I get all my plays in like Monday and Tuesday. I'm pretty much set for the week. And then I wait for the sports books to pop open. I take a couple of those and that's it. So prop sites for me, I know a lot of people, when the tackles and stuff come up, I'll mix it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, yeah, those are my extra ones. Yeah.
But I'm like done on But Tuesday night, my prop sites, I'm done, Chief, because the lines have moved. I'm good, and I got enough action to cover any amount of play that I want to by the time Tuesday night's over. I can, you know, tell you that. Especially this week, there are just so many good plays with discrepancies and lines I think are so low. If you get in on these and don't do anything else, I would be very hard-pressed if you don't come out ahead this week. I want to note, if you want to join the prop shop, right, Chief, you know, I put these – it's Christmas, right? It's Christmas season. I gave out Kittle. I gave out Brian Robinson in the chat last night, or actually like Monday afternoon when I was writing them up for Scores and Odds Premium. I gave the prop shop some freebies, right? Why not, Chief? That's why we're all here. It's for the prop shop, for the show. If you want to join the prop shop and not just get some of my plays, but not some of Chief's plays, but a lot of other smart people's plays as well, it is absolutely free. You just join the RotoGrinders Discord, go to the prop shop, interact with the community. You'll become a much better prop player. Basically, not overnight, but if you pay attention for a little while, you'll understand what we're all trying to do here. If you ever want to join up, there are other sites, right? There's Thrive Fantasy, there's Monkey Knife Fight, there's Drafters, there's, I can go on and on and on. If you ever want the best sign-up bonus for any of those, you can just go to the top of rotogrinders.com, click on the DFS sites, find your favorite site you want to sign up for, and you will basically get the absolute best bonus sign-ups, promotions available to any of those if you want to play on all the prop sites like me. I think I've got, I have a folder with 10 different prop sites, Chief, so I'm scrolling through all those all day long trying to find the best lines, and you know, you can sign up through all of those through RotoGrinders. That's all I got. I hope everyone had a Merry Christmas. Chief, what did the Chief do for Christmas?
Man, had the girls, and I had so much fun, man. We did a family movie night. We watched The Grinch, the Illumination version, the newer one. So that was fun, which we've seen it before, obviously, but the girls wanted to watch that, so we did that. And we did that with the popcorn tins, Britt. So the pop with the white cheddar, the butter, the caramel. We had that going. So we pulled those out. And we did some Christmas karaoke with a real mic and everything. And the girls did their performance. I did a performance. You know, it was good. Open gifts. Obviously, the girls are excited, which got two younger girls and then one that's almost a teenager. So it was very good, man. Great time with the full family here at the house. And they had a great time. I took them back yesterday, missed them already. And, by the way, my 12-year-old, and I know we got to get out of here, she's ready to drive. She's like, hey, you know, can I drive? Yeah, she's ready to drive. So I said, well, I'm probably going to take her out, in a rural area. And just, you know, show her the basics. Down here in South Carolina.
Is this legal where you live, Chief? Because where I live, that is highly illegal.
well, you probably in the city, man. I live in the suburbs, and I'll take her out to where I grew up, which we call the countryside, where there's not a lot of people. She can learn how to drive up and down her street, or up and down mm-hmm. her mom and dad street. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like the basics. I'm not teaching her to get on the road and drive 60. Just put it in drive, let it roll, tap the brakes. You know, I'm not gonna let her push down on the accelerator too much. just the basics.
Yeah, I had a good time. We have a new baby. He's 7 months old, and he had a very fun Christmas. It was one day at the wife's parents' house, and then a day at home. So we had 2 days of Christmas. Lots of travel. It's a lot of work traveling with a new baby, but well worth it. And you mentioned my ears perked up when you said popcorn tins, right? Because I love me some popcorn tins. They're $3 at Walmart, Chief, right now. I may or may not have gone and got like 10 of those off the clearance.
They got the discount, because I did get mine from Walmart, by the way. We did get them from Walmart. So yeah,
they're $3 right now. I don't know how I know that, but I'm just saying I might know something. All right, let's get into it for the prop shop. Go get your popcorn tins. Hope everyone had a good Christmas. Enjoy your props. We'll see you back here next week. For Chief, I'm Britt. Thanks for watching, and we out you.